For the past 4 years, local high school students have been getting hands-on learning experience while helping their community by collecting and donating food to those in need. On March 3rd, students and teachers came together with the San Antonio Food Bank to host a food drive which brought lines of cars to the parking lot of Oak Park Mall. Under clear blue skies, students worked loading vehicles with bags of groceries to be taken home and put to good use. Seguin High School junior Sean Allen is a member of the construction trades class and said he and his classmates help with the monthly event.
Every first Thursday of the month, we come out here and help people, and we give the food out to the people in their cars that need the food. We've been out here for 2 hours, I think. We have a system down where we know when, what, how many families are in a car and when, what the amount of supplies we need to do for them and give to them. We just show up and Miss Terry tells us what to do and we do it. They just tell us every car. They'll tell us, let's get two of this, one of this or that. Just depending on how many families too. So some cars might have two families, so we have to double it. And some might have one, so we just give them a single load. Just depending on cars and families just matters.
The process flowed smoothly, with students working in unison to prep food bags and load them, while school personnel with iPads in hand met with those waiting to ensure everyone was registered to get what they needed. SHS teacher Terry Hartman is the educator behind the program and is the individual who kept the entire event running smoothly.
Well, we've been doing this for about 4 years now, and it's a great way for the students to give back to the community along with the Matador family. We are very fortunate to have members of the Matador family that help us with this as well. The essential academics class at the high school, and today we have the construction trade, and they've been coming quite a bit. So I have students that have walked the stage, and they are with the 18 plus Seguin Works transition program. And what we do is we prepare these individuals for life beyond high school, from vocational, independent living, functional academics, and doing things within their community.
Participating in the food drive helps students with a wide array of essential skills they can take beyond school and utilize in their daily lives. From sorting and picking, food prep, and even customer service, they engage in practical skills that can be used at work.
They're learning, they are transferring skills. We call them transferring and generalizing skills, right? So by packaging and sorting, discipline, time management, customer service skills, teamwork, I can keep going. They're learning all kinds of skills that they would do on a vocational site. So, and it prepares them. It prepares them to be part of a team. I also have a job coach that the program itself has 23 students. We started with 5 when I came, and next year we'll have about 30.
Wow.
So yeah. So it's building, and the spinoff of this has been our food pantry. We have a food pantry on the premises now. And what has happened is, as you can see, as the cars come through, we have members of our Seguin ISD staff that couldn't get in the line that might need some assistance, or students. So the pantry was designed to do that.
Marlena Ledesma is a student in Hartman's class and played an essential role in getting food organized for the event.
Putting all the food together. We're doing milks right now. We have canned foods and all that. We do food pantries, too. I help with the stacking because Ms. Terry is right behind you. She always helps me all the time with stacking. Yep, and then Ms. Grace is right here, too, helps me.
As the lines of cars slowly made their way through the queue, students like Ledesma and Allen enjoyed the opportunity to do something in school that made a difference in their town. And Allen says giving back is the best part of what they do.
Just seeing that you're helping out the community here in Seguin, Texas, and showing the future generation of people how to give back to your community.
Liz Daniels, KWED News.